I believe passionately that websites should evolve over time rather than being entirely redesigned every few years. Unfortunately, persuading clients or bosses of that can be challenging. Worse still, when they do finally agree, the pressure is on to show them that their approach really works. In order to help you prove the effectiveness of continual development and having an in-house web team, I want to share with you 7 techniques. These will ensure that things run smoothly and you don't get bogged down too much in trivial tasks or ridiculous suggestions from stakeholders. Let's begin by really focusing in on the user. Once your colleagues realize that you have the resource and time to do ongoing development work on your website, you'll be bombarded with suggestions of how the website can be improved. In such situations, it's easy to spend your whole life pleasing those internal stakeholders at the cost of actually improving the user experience. One way to avoid this problem is insisting that all suggestions about the website are phrased in terms of what the user is trying to achieve. Instead of a stakeholder coming to you and asking for an About Us page, they have to come to you with a task that real users actually wish to complete. I recommend phrasing these tasks as user stories, including both the task that you wish them to complete and their ultimate goal. For example, a user story might read, "I'm a teenager on a gap year looking to volunteer with some charity. I want to see what opportunities are available on your website." Not only will this ensure everyone is focused on user requirements, it will also put the internal web team in charge of how best to deliver those user stories. The next thing I want to look at is business challenges. Meeting the needs of users is important, but ultimately your website exists to meet the needs of your organization. It's important that you have a clear idea of what exactly those needs are. It's easy to work flat out on your website and yet fail to achieve your organization's objectives. I find it helpful to think of these objectives in terms of problems that you're solving. Every organization has certain challenges that it's facing, and digital should exist to help overcome those challenges. Make sure you have a list of challenges that your website tries to address. Although this list will change over time, it will help you focus the work you undertake. For example, when a stakeholder has a suggestion for the website, if it fails to address one of your challenges, then you should seriously consider whether it should be implemented or not. Next up, I want to talk about monitoring. There are 2 reasons why you should be obsessional about tracking every aspect of your website. First, continual monitoring is the only way that you can show senior management that ongoing investment in your website is worthwhile. If you can demonstrate an incremental increase in conversion, then management will be more than happy to continue and even increase the amount that they spend on the website. Second, monitoring is a way that you can ensure conversion rates increase. Not all of the changes you make to your website should come from suggestions made by colleagues. Most of the work should be born out of observations you've made when looking at analytics. It's also worth emphasizing at this point just how important multivariate testing is in the success of any website. If you are not running a multivariate testing scheme at the moment, then you should start. Another great tip is some guiding principles. I've already suggested that you should measure stakeholders' requests against the challenges that you're trying to solve. However, you should also be measuring them against a set of guiding principles. These principles outline the way you work. So, for example, you might have a guiding principle that says customer satisfaction is more important than short-term monetary gain. And that would certainly shape the kind of work that you do on your site. Another piece of advice I have for you is to avoid working in isolation. It's easy for a web team to work in relative isolation, but it's a major mistake. It's vital that your team is actively engaging colleagues across the entire organization. There are a couple of reasons for this. First, you have to deliver an outstanding user experience, and you can only do that with the help of colleagues from across the organization. Digital does not exist in a vacuum, and users who come to your website will interact with the company through various channels. To create a unified experience for the user, you'll need to liaise with the owners of these other channels. Second, the number one goal of any web team should be to increase the organization's understanding of digital. It is our job to educate colleagues about how digital can help them to do their jobs better. That's not going to happen if you're not regularly interacting with them. I recommend that you should learn from the Agile methodology and include relevant stakeholders in your team when working on a specific project. It is important that you do not see stakeholders as internal clients, but rather members of your own team. A kind of slight tangent point here that I want to raise is allowing time to consolidate. When working as part of an in-house team, your attention can be consumed by the immediate tasks in front of you. Worse still, some teams become purely reactionary, simply responding to the most urgent task or the stakeholder who shouts the loudest. For ongoing development of a website to be at its most effective, it's important that you occasionally have space to step back and look at the bigger picture. Whether you use that time to adjust your roadmap and update your site design or set a new strategy, it's crucial that you can occasionally look at the bigger picture. A related point here is that you need space to learn and experiment with emerging technologies. The web moves at such a pace that if you're not careful, your skills will atrophy and your website will become out of date. Finally, I want to talk about getting an outside perspective. Even if you decide to bring all but the most specialized of roles in-house, it's still wise to have an external agency on your books. Working on a single site for any length of time can lead to an isolated view of the world. Very quickly, you're going to lose perspective and be unable to see the wood for the trees. Having an outside agency that you can call upon occasionally to review your work and make recommendations will prove absolutely invaluable. It doesn't need to be expensive either. Headscape typically only takes a couple of days to review a website. Failing that, consider getting an outside consultant to do a conference call with you every few months to look at your site and discuss what you have been doing. You'll find the experience amazingly beneficial. To be honest, this is one of those blog posts that could go on it forever. Getting your internal processes working is the subject of a book, not a mere blog post. However, the ideas I've shared with you are an excellent starting point, and the rest, well, we can discuss those in the comments.